Good evening, Viking Nation. It is Lowndes Eye Football. We're at Memorial Stadium, home of the Ware County Gators tonight. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union's pregame show. I'm Wes James, along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers, and we're over here in Gator Country. Big game tonight between the Ware County Gators and our Lowndes Eye Vikings. It's going to be a good old-fashioned slobber knocker, as they would say. The Gators last year started out 0-3. This year they are 3-0, and they're on a mission, ranked 10th in the state in 4A. They were in the playoffs last year, and they want to get back there again this year. And our Vikings, well, we know what we're in store. As Coach Bubba Brown said Tuesday night at the coaches' show, when you come to Ware County, you better wear your big boys' britches to play these guys, because they come to play. They're not intimidated by our Vikings at all. In fact, in the Randy McPherson era, the only team in the lower, the only lower classification team our Vikings have ever lost to has been to the Ware County Gators, and that was 2005. Right here, we lost to them 28-7. And as Coach Dan Ragle says, we all remember that one. It was our only loss that year. And as Coach Dan Ragle from the Ware County Gators, when he was head coach here, as he said, the best thing that ever happened to Lowndes was losing to Ware County. And the worst thing that could happen to Ware County was beating Lowndes, because they only won one or two games after that. Bill's got all his stuff together, and he had him a hectic trip over here, and folks wish you could have seen him. He was in there trying to get equipment going, but he got it done, and everything's ready to go, and we're on the air like we should be. Good evening, Bill.
How you doing, Wes? I tell you, you make the comment about Ware County being a lesser class, meaning they're a 4A, not a 5A classification. But it was only about 8 or 9 years ago that we were all in the same classification, in the same region, and we played Ware every year, one time here, one time there, and we just continued that when they dropped down into the 4A classification. And that was about 6 years, we've been doing this six, so maybe 8 years ago. They were part of Region 1 4A at the time until the 5As came into play.
And it was one of the rivalries, as Coach Mack says, he just, one of the non-region rivalries he wanted to keep alive, because they like, we get along well. The coaches get along well, and so do the players. And, you're close enough where you don't see each other every day, you're far enough away where you don't see each other every day, but close enough that you can keep up with what's going on with each other's programs. And it's going to be a good, good old-fashioned football game tonight. Different Ware County team. We'll talk about that in the second half of our show when we start looking at the matchups and what we can expect out of the Gators. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. We'll go ahead and take a four-minute break. Ready?
Yep.
Three-minute break. And when we come back, we will look at some things going on around the state. This is Lowndes Eye Football on 99.5 KX Country. Back at Memorial Stadium, it's the Lowndes Eye Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on KX Country 99.5. Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, and myself, Wes James, bring you all the action tonight. And right now, currently, the Gators out on the field. They're warming up. So are our Vikings. Vikings left about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Traveled ahead of pregame meal, and they traveled over. And arrived probably, I was here at 5:30. They had gotten here probably about 5:15, 5:20. They were starting to get all taped up and get everything put together. Well, look at the region standings right now. Region standings: Valdosta 4-0, Lowndes County 4-1. Got Lowndes County. Lowndes 4-1. Tifts County is 3-2. Coffee County 2-3, and Colquitt is 2-3. And those are our region standings. Bill, we look at some state polls, right? I mean, the coaches poll has Camden in the number one position. North Gwinnett, number two.
Speaking of Camden, we were at Burger King grabbing something to eat before we got here. Saw a guy in a great big Camden shirt announcing, of course, their state champions. He said he came here to watch a good football game. Wow.
Well, we appreciate that. And this is Camden County, North Gwinnett, Peachtree Ridge, number three, McEachern, number four, Lowndes is 5, Norcross is 6, Stevenson is 7, Valdosta is 8, Decula is 9, and Newton is 10. That's in the coaches poll in the Atlanta Journal poll, almost identical. Camden, North Gwinnett, Peachtree Ridge, McEachern, Lowndes, Stevenson 6, Valdosta 7, Norcross is 8, Newton is 9, and South Gwinnett is 10. And they do not have the Gators ranked in the AJC poll, but they do have them ranked in the coaches poll at number 10.
Well, and we faced the 3A classification number 10 last week, so that's kind of fitting.
Kind of fitting there a little bit. Looking at some other things I've got here. Bill, tomorrow right here, big football game over here tomorrow night.
Over here?
Over here.
Who's that?
Big football game. Albany State and Savannah State will play here in Memorial Stadium tomorrow. Lots of folks here. I was talking with folks earlier. They said it's all the hotels are booked.
Wow.
And they played it at Bazemore Hyder a couple of years ago and trying to find some big places to play. And so they're want to kind of bring it to a neutral side a little bit, and that is what they've done. Also, tomorrow, folks, if you don't forget, get out by Langdale Ford. It is drive one for your team. You can drive a new Ford or truck, and they will donate $20 to the Lounge High Boosters Band Boosters Club. And all you got to do is tell them, say, hey, I'm driving one for the Vikings. And that's all you say. Go say, hey, I want to drive one for the Vikings, and $20, you get to test drive a new car. And all it takes is a few minutes of your time, and then you can go drive one and donate $20.
That's right. They're going to make the check presentations to each team at the Wintersville Classic, which is October the 8th. And last year, that one fundraiser raised over $6,000 for the schools, and that's phenomenal. And so if you want to, get out there and take a test drive of a new Ford car or truck. Find out what's new in a Ford today.
Well, Bill, look, games around our area tonight. Well, of course, we'll touch on this again and throughout the broadcast. The number five team in the state, our Lounge High Vikings, 4-1. We're here at Ware County tonight. Ware County 3-0 and ranked 10th in 4A. The number seventh team in the AJC, eighth team in the coaches poll, Valdosta 4-0. They are home tonight against Lee County, Alabama. And Robert E. Lee, normally a powerhouse of a school, they're 0-4.
Yeah, out of Montgomery, Alabama, they've been around a long time. It's an older school, but that is unusual to see them at 0-4.
Now, all four games have been very, very close against three tough powers in the state. Tiff County tonight, 3-2. They're home versus Glen Academy. Out of Brunswick, Glen Academy is 3-0. Coffee, it's homecoming tonight. Coffee, 2-3. They're home versus Wayne County. Wayne County 2-1, and Bill, this isn't your normal Wayne County team.
Nope.
This is a team that's starting to make a name for itself in 3A football, and they're strong, and they could give the Trojans all they want tonight.
Wow.
Cockwood County 2-3, they're home versus Carver out of Montgomery. So you got two Montgomery County, two schools from Montgomery, Alabama, making the trip up to South Georgia tonight. Berrien County 0-3, their region opener against Brooks County, which is 2-2. Clinch County 4-0. They're 2-0 in their region already. They're home tonight versus Irwin. Irwin 1-3 and 1-1. A game that if I wasn't here tonight, I would be at to see.
Yeah, that.
Ken Coffer's Cook County Hornets. They're 4-0. It's the region opener for them tonight, and they will open against Robbie Pruitt's Purple Hurricanes of Fitzgerald and the Hurricanes 3-1.
That ought to be a great game.
And Valwood 4-0. They're home against Heritage. Heritage is 2-1. They're from Noonan. And that's going to be a big, big game. And then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Valdosta State Blazers will be in Magnolia, Arkansas, to play the South Arkansas Mule Riders tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
And I want to remind everybody that you can always go to www.TheVikingVoice. We're your source for Lounge High Radio Sports Broadcast. It's the place where you can find all the season stats, rosters, and news you can't find anywhere else about Lounge High football, including archived games, coaches' shows, broadcasts. And when you visit TheVikingVoice.com, you'll find a link to 99.5 Kicks Country, our home for all the football radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us on the radio, get us on the World Wide Web at TheVikingVoice.com or directly at 995KicksCountry.fm. Click the Listen Here, and before you know it, you'll be keeping up with your favorite team, the Lounge High Vikings. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to go down on the field and see what Marty's up to. We're going to hold off on the break. Marty's got Coach down there right now. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I do. I got Coach Dudley down here now. Coach Dudley, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us tonight. Great night for football. Of course, it's a big night. I know your team 3-0, ranked 10th in 4A. Tell us about your season so far and how you think your team's prepared coming in tonight.
Well, it's a so-far-so-good scenario for the Gators coming into the Lounge game tonight. We are 3-0. We feel like we're off to a pretty good start. In some ways, we're still a very young team, so tonight's very important to us, you know, just as far as a measuring stick game goes. It's obviously our last non-region game, just like the Vikings, and so it's a good night to get out there, try some stuff, and see how we stack up. You know, in the game last year, we didn't fare too well. We didn't really fight back, and we know that. Our kids know it, and we want to show improvement. You know, we want to get out here and compete with Lowndes, because we know if we can do that, that we can go into the region strong and ready to win some games.
Well, Coach, we expect a good fight tonight. And speaking of fighting, I know your offense is you know, having a good year so far. Obviously, you can spread it out or you can line up in the eye and run it. And I think you're led by number 24, Bernard Robertson. I believe he's your leading rusher, and he's not just a junior. You speak of youth. Talk to us a little bit about that young man, and who are some other players on offense we should look out for tonight?
Well, we think Bernard's a great back. You know, if he continues to grow and develop and learn how to make people miss in the open field, he could be an all-timer around here. He actually started the Lowndes game a year ago as a 10th grader and still has the pump knots on his head to prove it. But he's excited about playing tonight. I think he's going to be one of our stalwarts down the road in the region games. Josh Bennett, our junior quarterback, has been improving. He was our JV quarterback a year ago and doing a great job for us so far. So we need to watch out for those guys. Ricky Taylor on the outside, number 5, is a wide receiver corner for us, committed to Georgia Southern, exciting player. We need to get him the ball in some open space. And Austin Delk, we have a guy, he's a 5'7", 145 wide out that catches them all. And so I think those guys are going to be key for us. Tight end Bryant Heyman is out tonight with a mild concussion, but the good news is he'll be back next week for the start of region play.
Coach, that is good news. Of course, I like those 5'7" guys, and especially the, you know, ones that can catch. That brings back memories there. But on defense, obviously you're based out of 4-4, I believe. But you show several different looks. I want to hear you talk a little bit about this young man. I hear a lot about Edwin Grant. I believe he's another 5'7" guy, small, quick, strong, but I hear he's really good. Talk to us a little bit about him, and who are some other players on defense we should look out for?
Well, Edwin's our hero. He's an outstanding player. We're going to line him up 4 or 5 different spots tonight, linebacker, strong safety, and nose man, and see what he can do against the mighty Vikings. He's 5'7", 175, and he is strong and quick, and he's our playmaker. His partner in crime, Dante Wright, is 75. He's a more traditional defensive lineman, 6'2", 245, and William Golden, our junior linebacker, leads us in tackles, number 18. He's about 5'10", 205, maybe 210. He reminds me of Rennie Curran that used to play at the University of Georgia. He's got good foot speed, and he's a great kid, a straight-A student, an outstanding young man.
Well, Coach, that's big words. Rennie Curran was a great player, and I'm anxious and looking forward to watching them play tonight. Last question. I know, of course, we talked last year. You spent several years up at Walton coaching up there in North Georgia. You're down here in South Georgia now, and this is, of course, one of our good rivalries we have every year with you. Talk to us a little bit about what's some of the differences in South Georgia and North Georgia football, and what do you like being down here?
Well, two things. I love being down here. What a great area to coach football in. It's all football all the time. And we talked about it a year ago, the difference in Metro Atlanta football, which is really improved, and South Georgia football, is that down here we have such a big fan base. Our fans love it. We listen to it on the radio. Hey, I'm a fan too. You know, and for games like this, when you have Lowndes and Ware County, traditional, friendly neighborhood rivalries, you're going to get 8,000 or 9,000 people out. They're going to shut the town down and have a great time.
Coach, I've got a few customers over here, and we talk football year-round. So, yeah, and I do love that part about it. But we thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us. We wish you luck the best of the year, and wish you luck tonight, and thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Marty, for those words from the coach down there. I tell you what, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to try and get you ready for this game that's going to kick off at 7:30. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union on 99.5 Kicks Country.
It's Lowndes High Football, the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. I'm Wes James, Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne up here in the booth with me. And we will tell you before we begin our broadcast tonight, folks, we are in the same booth that the coaches are in. So when you hear folks getting really excited, maybe some things into this middle table getting hit.
A few profane words.
No.
Maybe. No, they're pretty good.
I know we're on the air, but you might hear the table getting hit or or somebody throwing something when somebody does something right, just because we have the coaches up here. Bill's not getting upset with me.
Yeah, we're in, what, about a 8 by 15?
Yep, 8 by 15.
Yeah, about an 8 by 15 box up here, and it resonates when the coaches are up here. We enjoy it because we kind of get an inside little look at some of the things that the coaches are doing and some of the things that they're, you know, maybe glean a little bit of a play that's going to come in. They're pretty secretive, so you're not going to hear them say, we're going to run this or run that. But when we're right here beside them, we kind of get that little inside information, if you will.
Marty, you're down on the sidelines. Marty. He's got his back to us, Bill.
Oh,
Marty.
I see him out there. Oh, I'm fixing to lose his battery. That's why. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, sideline.
Yes, sir.
What's it like down there now? You've had a chance to talk with Coach Dudley, but you've got a chance to look at both teams during warm-ups. What's your feel down there, Marty?
Well, first of all, I just want to say now that the sun's gone down, it's actually starting to feel a little bit like football. When we first got out here, it was extremely hot, and our team, of course, was sitting over on the side in the shade. But it's very hot, and they already kind of look a little tired. But we're loose. It looks like we're ready to play. But I tell you, Ware County is very, very fired up. They are they're intense over here, and they've got some athletes. I'm impressed with they passed the visual test. That's for sure.
Well, maybe you slip up there and stand up beside Mr. Edwin Grant and see what the size difference is between you two and give us a report on that fella.
I'll try. I'm going to keep my distance because they say he's pretty quick for a big fella, too, so I don't want to get too close to him with the wrong color jersey on because I hear he's a pretty hard hitter.
He is. And we're fixing to lose you for a few minutes, Marty, because we're going to change your batteries up here. And with that, we appreciate it. Marty's going away on the sidelines. Let's take a look at
you got a starting lineup there yet?
Yeah, I've got starting lineups for both teams, but I was trying to give Andy one of the starting lineup. Sliding one out the window there, Bill.
Go ahead.
All righty. Anyway, we're going to take a look real quick at our defensive players of the week from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Defensively, it was Chris the Shredder Scurry. And
he was also our star insurance athlete of the week.
Absolutely, he was. Offensively, it was Trevor Scarborough. They've got him listed in the program as Larry. He likes to be called Trevor.
T-Rock.
T-Rock. We call him Trevor. T-Rock Scarborough. Special teams player was Jordan Cowboy Williams. And, Bill, you say that last.
Who's that?
Mine.
Me and Shafiq.
Me and Shafiq was our special teams player of the week.
No, he was our scout team.
My scout team player of the week. I want to remind you the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. Coach Randy Mack and I sit down about 7 o'clock. We're on the air at 6:45, and Coach Mack and I sit down about 7 o'clock. We'll talk about tonight's ball game and some other things, and we have a real, real good time. It's a good place to get something real good to eat. There's coaches there. There's players there. It's a real good family atmosphere. You can come have a real good time. That is the Lounge High Coaches Show. And it's right there on 99.5 Kicks Country if you can't be there, or you can listen via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com. I want to remind you again, a great way to help your school and have some fun. Tomorrow, September 25th, Langdale Ford will be sponsoring an event called Drive One for Your School at their showroom in Valdosta. You just go over, say, hey, I want to drive one for the Vikings, test drive a new Ford truck or car, and they'll donate $20 to the band boosters. And that's only for tomorrow. Last year, over 6,000 was raised for this event for our school. So experience the great new products from Langdale Ford and show your support for the Vikings on September 25th when you can go drive one for the Vikings.
What did you do earlier today? You weren't up here. What did you do? Oh, you were down talking to Coach McPherson.
No.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Well, that was earlier.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
LaJuan's got that teed up, got it queued up. Let's go see what. Let's hear what Coach Mack had to say on the Coach's Corner about tonight's ball game with the Ware County Gators.
Coach, over in the swamp, Ware County Gators, what else is there to say?
Yes, sir, Wes. It's going to be a tough one now.
Of all the rivalries, this has turned out to be probably the biggest non-region rivalry that we've ever had.
It has, you know, and that was pretty much established when I got here, and it's continued every year for the last 8 years. Boy, have we had some great games, you know. I like to call it the friendly type rivalry. You know, we all know each other. We play it on the lower levels as well, B team and ninth grade. I don't think we're playing this year, but we have in the past. Coach Dudley, top-notch coach.
Last year, Gators started out 0-3. This year, they're 3-0, led by junior running back Bernard Robinson, a 5'4", 180-pound junior, and Coach, he can go.
He is. He's a great running back. Offensive line is greatly improved. They look like a completely different team than last year.
Coach, talking about their offensive line, how about this? 6'2", 230, 6'1", 280, 6'1", 230, 6'2", 250. They've got a guy that's 6'5", 285, their right tackle, and he's just a junior. Coach, they average 255 pounds across the offensive line. That's pretty big for high school.
They are big, Wes, and not only are they big, but like I said, they're well coached. They know what they're doing, and I knew when Coach Dudley got the job over there, you know, that he was going to do a great job. He's done a great job everywhere he's been. You need to look out for the Gators. Down.
Coach, over here in the swamp, something that always happens, we bring a capacity crowd with us.
Oh, man, we got the best fans in the world, you know. Our boys have worked hard all week. They've had great practices, and they know what's at stake here tonight. They know what kind of game it's going to be, and they're looking forward to getting out there and competing.
Coach, I'm talking about practice. How's it been this week?
Excellent. We've had 4 good days. Kids are excited. They like going to Waycross. They really do.
Coach, talking about Ware County again, I guess we can look for them to run a little bit out of that spread.
They're different this year, Wes. They've got a little bit of spread, but they're running a lot of two backs this year under center. Power game, play action. They've got a new quarterback, does a good job. They're going to throw the ball now, but they have kind of evolved back into a run-first type deal.
Coach, let's talk about their defense a little bit. Last year, number 34, Edwin Grant, he's a senior this year, 5'7", 175 pounds, and led their team in tackles last year. Gave us a fit. He seems like he is much improved from last year.
He is. He's a little quick kid, plays defensive line, get in the backfield, stunt, slant. We've been working on that all week.
Well, Coach, tell you what, we're looking forward to a big crowd tonight, and let's skin us some Gators and make us a pair of boots.
We're going
to
give it a shot.
Coach, appreciate it. We'll see you next Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub to talk about another great Lounge High victory.
Back at Memorial Stadium, home of the Ware County Gators, with James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. Marty's down on the sidelines, Bill up here in the booth with me. You heard what Coach Mack had to say about tonight's ball game and what he's looking forward to. It's going to be a good ball game, Bill, between a very talented and a very big and a very physical Ware County football team.
Yeah, I'm watching these guys over here as they're doing their workouts and going through their offensive defensive sets. These are not little kids. These are some big, good size offensive linemen that I'm looking at. A couple of their running backs is just running through some drills, but they look very impressive just right here in their early workouts here. Watching it, Lounge over here to my right. We're going through some of our sets as well. I watched Jed Solomon just put a punt, one of the best punts I've seen him ever do. Had a perfect spiral. It turned over right at the top. And I tell you, he is really becoming a better punter than I thought he would be. We've always known he's a good kicker. He's had plenty of power. He's been pretty good on the field goals. Now, of course, this year he's 0 for 2. But I was a little concerned about his punting. He's not as quick as he'd like to be, but he's been working on that. And then just the form of his punts have gotten much better as the season's gone along.
Don't know what's going on the other side of the field, but they've got some folks in coats and ties and dresses and all dressed up, and they're, I don't know, there's like they're giving them what they've got.
Yeah, they're announcing some of their, I don't know.
Maybe just some of their faculty, and they've got roses for somebody. So anyway, our team out on the field warming up. And our white jerseys, our crimson pants, and our silver helmets, Gators, green helmets, green jerseys, white pants. Our numbers, Bill, are going to be a little hard to see at times when they turn because they're big numbers, but they turn just a little bit, and you can only see just that one number.
Well, that you know, it doesn't matter how big the numbers are, you still can't see them.
Wait a minute. There you go, talking about me again.
Oh.
Let's tell you what, Bill. Let's take a look at. Pull some things out. Let's take
Hey, Wes, I was going to interrupt real quick. What they're doing over here is they're announcing their Teacher of the Year, I believe.
They have
a representative from each school.
Okay.
And they just announced their Teacher of the Year. So it is all faculty on the field right now.
And we do have a former Lowndes High football coach and teacher that is now an assistant principal or maybe a principal of one of their schools over here. In fact, I think I seen him down in his green jacket talking to my mind just went completely blank.
Well, who are we talking about?
Harold McLean.
Oh, okay.
And he's
down there talking with a few of our coaches. He is on the field. But, yeah, they have one teacher representative from each school, and they announced the winner, and I didn't catch their name. But they got a standing ovation, so that was a good thing for their school system, I'm sure.
All right.
All right, let's look at stats from last week. Vikings 48 carries for 325 yards. Held Burke to 28 carries on 114 yards on 28 carries. The gunslinger Cole Barker, he was 5 of 8 for 119 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. They were 10 of 23 for 90 yards and two interceptions. Total offense, Vikings 444 yards. Burke County 204. And Troy Braswell, the mailman, 13 carries for 110 yards, three touchdowns. Number 25, Grandpa Clemens, old Josh Clemens, two catches for 33 yards and one touchdown. And also our year-long leaders, Bill, Troy Braswell leads everybody with 499 yards. And this will be the sixth game that he has one yard shy of averaging 100 yards per game so far. Mike Moore, 29 carries for 341 yards. Sam Duncan, number 11 to Diesel, 40 carries for 283 yards. While Cole Parker, 26 completions, 42 attempts, 625 yards, 9 touchdowns. While our opponents are 47 of 109, 4 interceptions, 562 yards, and only 2 touchdowns. Cole's quarterback rating, 257.61 for folks who keep up with this sort of thing. Our leading receivers, Josh Clemens, 7 catches for 179 yards. Troy Braswell, 6 catches for 124 yards.
I was going to say, one of the biggest differences that Cole Parker has demonstrated this year is through 5 games last year, he had a little over, almost 300, 265 yards in passing, and he's at 600 and something now. He's on track to put himself somewhere in the 1,800 if we just go 10 games, around 1,800 to maybe close to 2,000 yards in the air this year. That would be, I don't think we've seen that probably in the McPherson era.
Our leading tacklers, number 32, the Shredder, Chris Currid, 42 tackles. Grandpa Clemens with 33 and a half tackles, followed by Justin Wilson with 25. Peralta Order with 19.5, Tim St. Fort with 17.5, also in double digits, James Mathis, A.J. Flukas, Kerry Popeye Stanley, Makian Padgett, and Dirty Durden, Kenneth Dirty Durden. I had a chance to meet his mom earlier, and I tell you what, as Marty Rogers said, she's a trip,
she's,
Bill.
She's a good mama.
She's a trip. Just for interest for folks who like this sort of thing, last week Brunswick quarterback Chris Anderson was 30 of 43 for 344 yards and two touchdowns. He rushed for 195 yards and two touchdowns, giving him 539 yards of total offense in a 64-62 loss to Valdosta. Boy, what a football game that was. While Marist place kicker Austin Harden kicked a 59-yard field goal with 3 seconds left in a 17-14 victory over Southwest DeKalb. That was the state's longest game-winning field goal ever. Valdosta quarterback Ryan Whidden was 16 of 25 for 335 yards and four touchdowns, 2 apiece to Jay Rome and 2 to Malcolm Mitchell. And probably one of the most interesting little tidbits is Wilcox County quarterback Nick Marshall had a hand in all 7 Wilcox County touchdowns over Lanier County. Bill, he threw for 4, he rushed for 2, intercepted a pass and run it back for the other one. And that takes care of all our news from around the region last time.
I'll tell you what, they're getting ready to do, looks like, the national anthem. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. And welcome back to Memorial Stadium right here in Waycross, Georgia, the home of the Ware County Gators, as our Lowndes High Vikings get ready and prepare to take on the Gators here tonight in the last preseason, if you will, before region play begins, the last game before we take a week off and then go into region play to end this 2010 season. The crowd, you hear their applause as the Marching Gator Band plays their rendition of the national anthem. And, Wes, we're getting pretty close to getting this thing started. Let's talk about what we're going to see from the Ware County Gators. Go ahead, Marty. You were about to say something.
Yeah, guys, I was just going to say their band, the first number they played was Amazing Grace. And, actually, if you don't mind, just for a minute, I just want to say that reminded me of something. And
Go ahead, Marty.
Say while we got a chance to that our thoughts and prayers all week have been with the Martin family back home. Of course, we know that we lost Miss Sue Martin, Mr. Sonny Martin, who our stadium was named after, superintendent when the stadium was built. His wife, Miss Sue Martin Boyette, passed away this week. And so our thoughts and prayers are home with the Martin family. And what a great lady she was, and what a great family they are.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe you are named after Mr. Martin as well.
That is correct. I am. He was very instrumental in my parents and my mother's life, getting her here and hiring her as a teacher. And of course, she had a long career here in Lowndes County. And Mr. and Ms. Martin were like grandparents to us and to me and to my family. And Miss Sue was a great lady, and I just we'll miss her, and we love her, and we you know, like I said, our thoughts and prayers are with our family.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
And talking about the Ware County offense, Bill, they're going to run out of the eye. Most of the time tonight, they're going to run out of the eye formation. And when they do, let's take a look at their offensive line. Center Clark Spencer, number 76. He's a senior, 6'2", 250. Their left guard, Hildred Dewey, number 64. 11th grader, 6'1", 230. Left tackle, Jamil McBride, 68, number 68. He is a sophomore, 6'1", 280. Tight end, Heyman Bryant, number 14. He is a senior, 6'2", 230. He dropped down to right guard, Quay Jones, number 53. He is a junior, 5'10", 230. And then look at Taylor Benchoff, number 79, a junior, 6'5", 285. He's a right tackle. Split end is Roman Robertson, number 6, a 5'11", 155-pound senior. And the flanker is Austin Delk, number 33, a 5'7", 145-pound junior. Fullback, Blake Cheney, number 31, a 6-foot, 200-pound senior. And tailback, the guy, he's our leading rusher, number 24, 5'4", 180-pound junior. And, of course, our quarterback, number 11, Josh Bennett, Bill, 6'4", 205, and he's a junior.
And now they'll be going up against our Lowndes High defense, led in the middle there by the nose tackle, number 77, Justin Wilson. On either side of him will be either number 54, A.J. Flukas, or Lenerick Rollins. On the other side will be number 30, James Mathis, at the defensive ends. It can be any number of these four and in any arrangement. Number 46, Matt Frazier. Number 44, Dale McBurrow. Number 41, Tim St. Fort. Or number 87, Dylan Roberts.
Alrighty, and of course, also number 7, Ken Durden. We'll start at cornerback, number 31, Kerry Popeye Stanley. Linebacker, Josh Clemens. The other linebacker, Chris Scurry. And safety, strong safety is number 26, Walter Order. Free safety is number 15, Tyler Hunter.
There you go. Thank you.
And looking at the Ware County, looking at the Gator defense, Bill, they've got a list at 4-3 on the paper, and that's just the way I'll read it off to you. Defensive tackles, Dante Wright, number 75, a 6'1", 240-pound senior. Edwin Grant, number 34, a 5'7", 175-pound senior. He'll be a guy that hurt us a lot last year. He's very, very fast, and they'll play him everywhere tonight. Defensive tackles, Tyler Ray, number 48, a 6'4", 205-pound junior. The other defensive end is D. Merritt, a 5'7", 170-pound senior. Linebackers, Larry Murdoch, a 6-foot, 200-pound junior. Xavier Tobler, a 5'10", 185-pound sophomore. The guy that we're going to watch a lot tonight, the guy that Coach Dudley kind of compared to Ronnie Curran, is number 18, William Golden, a 5'10", 195-pound junior. Cornerbacks, 5'9", 175. Tavares Davenport, number 4, 5'9", 170-pound junior. Number 25, Jonte Barkley, a 5'7", 140-pound senior, and Howard Cameron, their strong safety, 5'10", 175-pound senior, and Chase Morris, number three, the 6-foot, 185-pound junior.
And the Viking offense will look like this tonight. At the center, the T-Rock, and he doesn't go by Larry, he goes by what's that?
Trevor.
Trevor Scarborough, number 61. Now on either side of him at the guard will be number 70, James Pittman. And at the other side, number 71, Foster Harvey. At the tackles will be number 67, Stacy Wright. And number 75, Jared Davis. At the tight end, we'll see number 92, Ed Moore. And possibly number 80, Kendall Coleman. At the wideout spot, it'll be number 25, Josh Clemens. And at the fullback spot, number 11, Sam Duncan. At the wingbacks will be number 1, Mike Moore, and number 29, Troy Braswell. And at quarterback, number 12, the gunslinger, Cole Parker.
All righty, their band is still on the field, Bill.
According to captains or anything
yet. Nope, according to the scoreboard, we've probably got about 8 minutes to go before we kick this thing off.
All right, well, that's got a little bit of time. Normally there, I see the officials out at the side. I tell you what, we'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be ready to kick this off. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Memorial Stadium in Waycross, Georgia, home of the Ware County Gators, as our Vikings get ready to take on these Gators. And the captains are coming out onto the field now for the Vikings. Number 32, Chris Scurry. Number 15, Tyler Hunter. Number 11, Sam Duncan. And number 27, Paul Johnson. That'll be your captains for the Vikings. Coming across for the Gators will be number 5. That's Rick Taylor. Number 25, and that is Jonte Barkley. Number 34, Grant Edwin. And number...
Stop. Listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
The last captain for the Gators, number 75, Dante Wright. And we got Marty out there on the field, I believe. Do we? We're going to turn this over to the field, Mike, and we're going to get the coin toss.
Guys, I want to ask y'all, let's use good sportsmanship tonight. Fair enough. We don't want to throw these yellow flags. My mother's not here. They don't nobody want to watch me throw flags. They want to see you guys play football. Somebody's getting a little bit out of line. I expect you guys as captains to take care of it so we don't have to. Fair enough. Things just go a lot smoother when we do that. Okay? You're the visitors. You're going to call the toss, correct? That's heads. The eagle's head is heads. The writing on the back is tails. Tails, heads. I'm going to flip it. Call it, then I'm going to flip it. If I drop it, we do it again. What you want to call? Tails? It's all tails. Wait, we ain't going to count that one. That didn't flip good. Tails. It's tails. You want to toss. You want to defer, correct? Let's get that out of the way.
All right, you got it.
All righty, Lounge 1 and deferred. Thank you, Marty Rogers. Marty?
Well, guys?
Your final pass before they kick this thing off.
Yeah, we're going to defer. I did want to mention that I got a good look at number 34 and 5'7", maybe stretching it. He may not quite be that, but he's a brick house, and he looks ready to play.
All righty. You have been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. We'll take a 60-second break. Come back and tee it off. We'll be right back after this.